Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to the news show. I'm Kyle Swagger. Come on, say it with me. It's Friday, yeah! October 3rd, 2014. All the best technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Well, Apple's launched a new iCloud tool that's going to let you check if your iPhone in question is legitimate or not. The service will let owners and, of course, future owners check the activation lock status of the iPhone or the iPhone they're about to purchase. Buyers will be able to tell straight away if the phone is stolen, locked, or otherwise a suspect. So what do we learn from this? Well, first, hackers will probably find a way to bypass this thing in the future, although not yet, they haven't yet. And second, but most importantly, we don't buy iPhones from the guy on the street going, hey man, you looking for an iPhone today? It's a sad day at Rovio Entertainment. A moment of silence, please. Okay, that's enough. It's only a 5-minute podcast. Unfortunately, the Angry Birds developer has slashed up to 130 jobs to reignite its growth. Yes, that's right. The company will be laying off about 16% of its workforce. And according to Rovio's CEO, in a statement he said, "We have been building our team on assumptions of faster growth than have materialized. As a result, we have announced today that we plan to simplify our organization around three key businesses with the highest growth potential, that being games, media, and consumer products." Rovio did show strong growth between 2010 and 2012. That's probably really the height of Angry Birds. Personally, I can't even remember when I played Angry Birds. But if they're going to reignite growth, I've got a perfect game for them. Angry Ex-Employees. It could work. Tesla, the electric mega car maker, has got another surprise in store for all of us this year. After dropping the Model 3, they're teasing us now with a thing called D. What does D stand for? Don't know. No, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. Nobody really knows right now. They're just teasing this. They're saying October 9th, 2014. Got a little picture of the car there and a big D above it. So I guess it's going to be a car. Maybe it's going to be SUV. There's also been rumors about a budget sedan. Whatever Tesla's unveiling, we're going to find out in about a week. But it's got me wondering. D. Damn it. What is it? Damn it. Something that's going to make our Mr. Windows Phone Man of the network very happy. Yes, Mr. Ewan Rankin, this story's for you. Lumia 830 to ship this week. Yes, it's the Windows Phone flagship for the budget-minded. I honestly got to say, the phone, for a budget phone, it looks pretty good. It's got a 5-inch display, 1280 by 720 pixel resolution. No, it's not the sharpest screen, but hey, it'll do. 16 gigabytes of expandable storage, wireless charging, which is kind of a cool feature, 1 gigabyte of RAM, and a quad-core Snapdragon 400 processor clocked at 1.2 gigahertz. This Nokia phone is also going to include a 10-megapixel PureView camera, which promises to take excellent photos and be able to snap 4K video at 24 frames per second. Suggested retail price? 330 euros unlocked. No pricing for the US yet, but wait, I hear something. Hey, it's Ewan getting out his credit card. I'll take your iPhone 6, Ewan. Welcome to the future of smartwatches. Welcome to WebOS. Huh? What? We all remember WebOS. Remember that? Palm Pre? Man, we're talking years ago. How would you like that on your wrist now? Hey, LG's going to make it possible. According to The Verge, which actually found an LG-sponsored website, now this site is no longer there, they pulled it down, LG is promising a development kit for WebOS smartwatch, and it's coming soon. I can see the slogan now, WebOS smartwatch. Be the first to share, develop, and realize the imagination of the past. Twitter is sending down some cash to the lab at MIT to build platforms for online collaboration by people on civic and political issues. The Laboratory for Social Mechanics, that's LSM, will have access to Twitter's real-time public stream of tweets as well as archives, dating back all the way to the first tweet on the social network. Now, what MIT is going to be doing is sifting through tweets of patterns and connections using techniques like large-scale analysis and content in real-time context, and investigating interaction patterns in relevant social systems. I know, you're sitting there thinking, what? Basically, in simple terms, Twitter is hoping that MIT is going to help them understand how the movements are started with these tweets on Twitter and how information spreads around Twitter and how it does it so quickly, like if there's a virus outbreak or something like that. Part of me has to think, though, $10 million? $10 million for that? Where else is that money going? Oh yeah, probably a lot of Red Bull. And finally, we love our Wi-Fi. We crave our Wi-Fi. We need our Wi-Fi. It's like a drug to us. We'd do anything to get it. We'd sell our kids. Well, that's exactly what a lot of London residents did. They unwittingly agreed to give up their firstborn child when signing into a public Wi-Fi hotspot. This was part of an experiment that was carried out by the Cybersecurity Research Institute. However, the F-Secure, who sponsored the experiment, assured everyone that went ahead and went with their free Wi-Fi, said that the clause would not be enforced. It does make you kind of sit and stop and think about all the stuff that we agree on, we don't read, and we click through, just get me to where I need to get going. But there is that other part of me that goes, well, I'm sorry, Jimmy. Daddy needs his internet fix. You're going to have to go. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, you can send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Follow us on the website at britishtechnetwork.com. You can follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. Now, I won't see you on this show till Monday, so I hope everybody has a wonderful weekend. Have a great Friday, and thank you so much for listening.